This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thousands of people are without power while others are preparing for high waters as Tropical Storm Barry lashes its way through the state of Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first of the 2019 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Barry's impact is expected to last for several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents there should be prepared for high waters. Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for the whole state of Louisiana. Authorities say a widespread power outage in Manhattan has left businesses without electricity, elevators stuck, and subway cars stalled. Power went out early Saturday evening at much of Rockefeller Center and reached the Upper West Side, including many of the city's theaters, Times Square, and Carnegie Hall. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority tweeted that there were outages at various underground subway stations. The MTA is working with Con Edison to determine the cause. Fire officials have asked people to call emergency lines only if it is a true emergency. Con Edison said on its website that nearly 46,000 customers were without power. Councilman Corey Johnson, who represents Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on the west side, told CNN that Con Edison's West 49th Street substation in the neighborhood experienced what he called a major disturbance. This outage came on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City power outage that left most of the city in the dark. This is